Welcome, everyone, and thank you so much for that kind introduction. It is time again for The Good Stuff with Kim and Mike Burge. Hey, I think I have body as my topic apparently today because I've got something about what happens to our body during the holidays.
That's interesting.
What do you got?
Well, I might share some things about deer hunting since we're in the deer season now for our area.
Excellent timing.
First, I want to remind you, we're glad to have TK Angus back on the Good Stuff program with a special guest consigner, Arrowsmith Red Angus. Their bull sale, the 41st annual bull and female production sale of TK Angus, is December 16th at 11:30 a.m. Central Time at the ranch east of Allentine, Nebraska. Females start at 11:30 and the bulls should be started about 1 o'clock. Selling 155 fall-born Angus bulls, 30 two-year-old bulls, 50 spring calving females. How about that? So check it all out, and you can watch it at dvauction.com. They'll be broadcasting real-time auctions. DV Auction is where you can find all the information about TK Angus.
Years ago, cattlemen had limited resources, like guessing market trends or relying on hearsay. That was inconvenient, yet the only option. Then came the big publications offering news, but with hefty subscriptions. And then came Tri-State Livestock News. Get the latest on livestock, grains, rodeos, and more right with Tri-State Livestock News. It's what ranchers read. Stay connected and stay informed. Visit tsln.com. I'm going to kick off with a piece called My Appetite. And Paula actually sent this to Jim. It's been around for a while. And she says, with all the holidays just around the corner, it seems like a good time to share this. I'm going to put it up on my fridge and see if it can keep me from gaining those extra pounds that give me the jiggly jelly roll before the new year rolls around. My appetite. My appetite is my shepherd. I always want. It maketh me to sit down and stuff myself. It leadeth me to the refrigerator repeatedly. It leadeth me in the path of the Burger King for a Whopper. It destroyeth my shape. Yea, though I knoweth I gaineth, I will not stop eating. It tasteth so good, the ice cream and cookies, they comfort me. When the table is spread before me, it exciteth me, for I know that soon I shall dig in. As I filleth my plate continuously, my clothes runneth smaller. Surely bulges and excess weight shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall be fat forever.
The deer hunt. I like to do this one during this time of the year because it is deer season. So here's the deer hunt. 1 a.m., the alarm clock rings. 2 a.m., the hunting partners arrive and drag you out of bed. At 3 a.m., you leave for the deep woods. 3:15, you drive back home and pick up your gun. At 3:30, you drive like crazy to get to the woods before daylight. At 4 a.m., you set up camp, but you forgot the tent. At 4:30 a.m., you head into the woods. At 6:05, you see 8 deer. At 6:06, you take aim and squeeze the trigger. 6:07, click. At 6:08, load gun while watching the deer go over the hill. At 8 a.m., you head back to camp. 9 a.m., you're still looking for camp. At noon, you fire your gun for help, then you eat some wild berries. At 12:15, you run out of bullets. The 8 deer come back. At 12:20, you kind of have a strange feeling in your stomach. And at 12:45, you're rescued. At 12:55, you're rushed to the hospital to have your stomach pumped. And at 3 p.m., you arrive back at camp. At 3:30, you leave camp to kill a deer. At 4 p.m., you return to camp for your bullets. At 4:01, you load your gun and you leave camp again. At 5 p.m., you empty your gun on a squirrel that's been bugging you. 6 p.m., you arrive back at camp, deer grazing in the camp. At 6:01, you load your gun. 6:02, you fire your gun. 6:03, one dead pickup. At 6:05, your hunting partner returns to camp dragging a deer. At 6:06, you repress the strong desire to shoot your hunting partner. At 6:07, you fall into the fire. 6:10, you change your clothes. You throw the burned ones into the fire. At 6:15, you take your pickup, leave the partner and his deer in the woods. 6:25, the pickup boils over. Remember, there's a hole in it. At 6:26, you start walking. 6:30, you stumble and fall, and you drop your gun in the mud. Then at 6:35, you meet a bear. At 6:36, you take aim. 6:37, you fired your gun. Blow up the barrel. It's plugged with mud. At 6:39, you mess your pants and climb a tree. 9 p.m., the bear finally leaves, and at midnight, you're home at last. And then on Sunday, you watch football on TV, slowly tearing your hunting license into little bitty pieces.
Oh, no.
We hope that's not the way your deer hunting weekend went. And thanks for listening to The Good Stuff.